At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Allie from Everett is. Allie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Steve, it is time for you to get out of here because Allie is ready to play the game.
Let's go.
For those playing at home, Allie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Ooh, is your radio turned up, Allie?
No, I'm just on Bluetooth.
Oh, all right. 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
What vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
B12?
No.
Vitamin K. Oh, vitamin D.
That's right. Wyoming has a superstition about taking photos of rabbits during what month?
July?
No.
August?
No.
March?
No. With the number being more than 5, how many children does Alec Baldwin have?
7?
No.
8?
Yes. Which planet has the most moons?
Saturn?
Correct. In the film Home Alone, what city did the family travel to without Kevin?
Paris?
Yes. What condiment did Richard Nixon put on cottage cheese?
Ketchup?
Yes. In what decade was Velcro invented?
60s.
No.
50s.
Yes. What novel series was Ian Fleming famous for?
James Bond?
Correct. Podophobia is the fear of what body part?
Say that again?
Podophobia is the fear of what body part?
Feet?
Yes. Which member of the Beatles was known as the Quiet Beatle?
Oh.
I gotta say, though, that was a very impressive round. You scored 8, Allie.
All right.
You don't sound as excited as you should sound. Here comes Steve. Welcome back to the studio, yes. Sir. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What vitamin is known as the sunshine vitamin?
Vitamin D.
Correct. Wyoming has a superstition about taking photos of rabbits during what month?
What month are we? July?
No.
June.
Correct. With the number being more than 5, how many children does Alec Baldwin have?
6.
No.
9.
Nice, but no.
7.
No. Oh. Which planet has the most moons?
That would be Uranus, Taryn.
It would not be.
Oh. I don't know. Jupiter?
No.
Saturn?
Yes. In the film Home Alone, what city did the family travel to without Kevin?
Paris.
Correct. What condiment did Richard Nixon put on cottage cheese?
Huh. I'm going to say barbecue sauce.
No.
Mustard?
No.
Ketchup?
Yes. In what decade was Velcro invented?
50s.
Yes. Oh. What novel series was Ian Fleming famous for?
Bond.
Yes.
James Bond.
Podophobia is the fear of what body part?
It's going to be a podiatrist's foot.
Yes.
Nice.
Which member of the Beatles was known as the Quiet Beatle?
That must be George Harrison.
It is. And with time still on the clock, Steve Miggs, you got 9 correct. And that is, by a close margin, a win. 9-8.
Let's go. By getting more questions right than the other person, Danny.
Sorry, Allie. The only one you got wrong is one that Allie got right, and that is Alec Baldwin has 8 children.
8?
Yeah.
He has 8 kids?
A busy man.
Oh, man, rap that rascal, as my dad used to say.
It is one of the coolest shirts we've ever put out. It's the I Beat Migs shirt, because you look like a dog man guy.
Yes.
And your friend created the shirt, and we're obsessed with it. And you can wear it by getting one in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. There was so much drama last week surrounding yes. my weekend plans, Steve Miggs.
All because you didn't reserve a spot on the ferry.
No. And I know that the reservation system...
Well, you tried.
Yes, the reservation system has been around for several years now. But, you know, 2 weeks ago, we didn't know for sure if we were going to be able to even do this trip. So we missed the reservation window. And then they opened up more reservations 2 days before the sailing. So we attempted to get on the ferry, you know, get on the reservation at that point.
And that's the reservation so that you can drive onto the ferry.
Drive.
And then
yes.
you have your car on the San Juan Islands.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And we did not. We got skunked. We had 4 devices going.
Denied.
No luck. My
you
son
let your
and
mom
I.
Down.
Everybody was let down. It was all my fault. But my son and I made the decision to walk on the ferry, and we got to Lopez Island. It happened, and it was amazing. But then you're very limited because
you don't have a car.
You don't have a car. Everything you're bringing with you, you got to carry on your back.
Right.
So normally we pack, like, you know, more beach toys and like a cooler with like snacks and food and all that. We had to just jam everything into a couple of backpacks, and just even parking and walking to the ferry, Barrett was like, "Can you carry my backpack?"
I was about to ask about Barrett's backpack. I don't know if he's a little okay. Based on your face, he's very much like Tatum. When we have Tatum to pack up some stuff, I look in her backpack, I'm like, none of this is going to be of any use where we're going.
No.
Yeah, and like random toys. Sometimes she'll even put like protein bars that she grabbed out of the closet. We're like, what are you grabbing? Like,
oh, there were definitely granola bars, and we limited him to 2 toys because we couldn't bring any more toys than that. We brought 3 books.
One time she packed the remote control for our TV. I'm like, you know, we have, like, wherever we go, this isn't going to work.
Oh God, it's so bad. They have no concept of what is important and what is necessary. But we got to the island. We had an awesome time. We just took the shuttle from the ferry up to the Islander Resort where we were staying, and it was great. I mean, Friday, the weather was a little, it was still trying to recover from the rain.
Okay.
But all day yesterday and Saturday were just absolutely gorgeous, and we had so much fun.
I do have questions, because last week, and I wasn't really trying to troll you, but it was fun to have people on, like our new friends from Traveling While Black, they the YouTube series, they were talking about their experience. We had a listener that also shared her experience on Lopez Island, and they brought up different places to check out. So I'm curious if you checked out the creamery and also that restaurant that they were talking about.
We didn't
about.
Make it to either of those things.
Wow. You got to go back this week.
Well, the thing is, we were kind of on like Barrett's time. You know, like whatever Barrett wanted to do, we were going to do. And it was so nice to just kind of let him dictate the whole weekend. So it was a lot of walking around on the beach, finding snails, looking at minnows, you know, reading the names of boats. We did get to go into the Islander restaurant a couple different times and have some great food, which, you know, with a 5-year-old, you never know what they're going to eat and what they're not going to eat.
What did he eat?
He loved the grilled cheese and French fries.
Can't go
big
wrong with
win.
Cheese, yeah.
Also, they do a loaded Bloody Mary that made mommy very happy.
I was going to say Barrett loved the loaded Bloody Mary.
But it had like a marinated prawn, and then this piece of bacon that was like, I don't know, like baked in like brown sugar and maple syrup or something like that. It was just so tasty. Plus all the extra veggies and stuff. It was so good.
I feel like now if you just get a regular Bloody Mary where it's just the beverage itself, it's like a massive letdown because of all these different places doing like crazy concoctions with food in it.
Oh my gosh. It was so good.
It's funny listening to Taryn because she's still so fired up from Lopez Island. She just like wants to tell us everything about it. Like if you and me are like, oh my God, we got to get to Lopez, Steve.
The one place I wanted to check out if I went to Lopez, she didn't even bother to go to, which is the ice cream place.
I have been there before and it is totally worth the trip.
Yeah, but I want to know if Taryn liked it.
Well, we did get ice cream, but it was not from there. It was just from like the
Safeway.
The cooler, like, you know, or like the ice cream freezer, you know. He just wanted the basic ice cream sandwich. Like,
was it half chocolate, half vanilla?
Oh my God,
with
so
a wood spoon.
Boring, so boring. But we were in the pool every day, just swimming like crazy, met a lot of fun people, and just enjoyed life on island time.
I've had those conversations with my wife when we go on vacation sometimes, where I'm just like, we're overbooking this vacation. Like, we're doing too much. Like, when we went to Hawaii, I'm like, I get, like, this is a vacation for Sid and Steve.
Yes.
But now we have Tatum. Tatum just wants to be by the beach or by the pool. As long as there's some kind of, hell, she'd probably be fine if she was by the bathtub. As long as there's water, she's happy. So, like, why are we going crazy with, like, zip lining and this thing and whale watching? Like, let's just spend our day at the beach.
It was awesome. To the point where I had so much fun with Barrett that first day. When we finally put him to bed that night, I, like, burst into tears. I was like, this was, like, the best day.
That's cool.
It's, you know, when you just have those, like, parenting wins where it's like, I'm not hurrying anybody to bed. I let him stay up too late. We ate ice cream. You know, we just did whatever he wanted to do. And it was magical.
Can you be my mom?
Honestly, I was like, I feel like the best mom in the world right now. Can I, like, bring this home with me? Turns out I can't. But it was really good while it lasted.
That's awesome.
The Daily Mix Show.
Artificial intelligence totally fooled a member of Motley Crue, and the internet is goofing on him about it. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
It is looking like Vince Neil of Motley Crue could have been fooled by an AI-generated thirst trap on X. And fans are just goofing on him about it. He was responding to these posts, these flirtatious posts.
Yep.
And apparently he hadn't really been active on this platform on X for like a couple of years. And then so all of a sudden these responses are showing up. And
I don't think Vince Neil realizes that when he replies to somebody that the rest of the world can see it. Or maybe he just, honestly, he's Vince Neil. He probably doesn't give an F.
Well, I'm sure he does not give an F, but a lot of people have been giving an F in the form of comments.
Yes.
And just goofing on him online. So let's go straight to those comments.
Because before we get to the comments, like, you see these pictures of these porn bots or these hot girl bots. Like, I mean, I'm sure you get them too, Danny. Maybe you, I don't know if you get them, but like friend requests from these girls, you're like, who in the hell is this? And then you would like click on the picture. You're like, oh, this is clearly either AI generated or somebody just stole this picture.
Yes.
But Vince Neil believes that these hot chicks are actually flirting with him or he's flirting back with them. So are you ready for the first comment about Vince Neil? And I figured who better to read them than a woman who really is more of his age and someone that he should be talking to, and that's Betty White.
Oh,
or
no.
Close to his age.
Yeah.
So we have robot Betty White, may she rest in peace, reading these comments about Vince Neil flirting with robots. Are you ready?
Oh, yes.
Here we go.
This is what she's looking for. A 64-year-old overweight washed singer to sweep her off her feet.
As long as he's still rich, I don't think they care, some of these girls, right?
No. They'll take one for the team.
Take one for the pocketbook.
Yes.
who was surprised Motley Crue members are the horniest men on the planet. And he's getting old.
Yes, he's getting old, and yes, they are very horny.
Yeah, well, people have needs at all ages.
Did you ever read The Dirt?
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, what a read.
Dude, they are honestly probably one of the wildest, dirtiest, most disgusting bands to ever be on planet Earth.
You're right. The title The Dirt means so many different things. Not only are they dishing the dirt about each other, but also they are truly the dirtiest human beings, including using burritos in ways that I never anticipated someone to use them. That was one of those books, even like for someone like me who doesn't even like to read, I could not put that book down.
Oh, my gosh. It's so great. Good.
My family members around his age fall for AI all the time. Seniors always fall for these scams.
Yeah, there are a lot of scams that old people are falling for.
I mean, there's just a lot of AI-generated stuff that you kind of have to look at it two or three times sometimes and go, is this actually real?
But at least with him, he hasn't like unloaded like $500,000 out of his bank account to take care of one of these random AI bots.
Yet.
The song is now called AI Girls, AI Girls, AI Girls.
I did see one of his replies was something like, do you want to see this girl naked? It wasn't even directed to him. And he just replied, yes.
Sure do. Oh,
you think for 1 second Motley Crue won't bang a computer program?
No, I think they would if given the opportunity.
They'd be the first one in line.
Yeah. And one more comment about this.
I am shocked that a singer of a song called Girls, Girls, Girls by a band known for their wild orgies would be trying to message scantily clad women online.
Yeah. So unbelievable.
When you break it down that way, you're very, very right.
I'm sure you heard a lot of crazy stories about Motley Crue over the years.
Yes.
Probably the one that to me was the craziest was the one about the not showering thing. Did you ever hear
that?
Where they would see who could have the most new
action.
Partners
without
showering.
I can't even imagine what those guys were like back in like their early 20s on the Sunset Strip in Hollywood. I mean, I can't imagine because of the book.
Yeah.
And I mean, they're sharing the stories that they feel comfortable sharing. I got to imagine there are some stories that are not in the book because they're just like, yo, we don't need anyone to know that we did this.
Maybe there's going to be The Dirt too.
The Dirtiest?
Yeah.
I'd read it.
I would too.
Yeah, I finally read a book again.
The Daily Migs Show.
We've got another stop on the Men's Room World Tour coming up July 19th. It's a Saturday from 2 until 5, and it's going down at Tracyton Movie House. Live music from Woodshed is going to be part of the fun. Plus, they've got the Men's Room IPA. They've got the Men's Room IPA beer brats from Uli's Sausage. And, of course, time to kick it with the Men's Room. And all the party details are up at KISW.com. We know that a lot of you are just getting your day started, and you might be curious what all is happening out there in the world, especially when it comes to pop culture. So we are here to help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Vice Beer down in Vancouver, Washington is hosting a Fred Durst themed party.
What?
And it's being called Gathering of the Dursty.
Let's go. If it wasn't on the 4th of July, I'd so be down to do this.
It's this Friday from 2 until 5, and they're trying to set a world record for the most people dressed like the frontman of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, yeah. Keep on rolling, baby.
There's
what time it is.
There's even a Dursty IPA, a Stay Dursty IPA they're going to be unveiling.
Now, the record is currently held by us. We had like 12 people dressed as Fred Durst at one of our live nights,
great.
Which was one of my favorite costumes we've ever done because there was like 12 or 15 of us all dressed as Fred Durst in the white t-shirt, the khakis, the red hat, and all that good stuff.
Anyone that dresses as Fred Durst gets a free beer. Plus, they're going to have music, which I'm assuming is just Limp Bizkit and
New Metal. Is there a Limp Bizkit cover band?
There better be.
Danny, why haven't we started a Limp Bizkit tribute band?
We should. And also, I wouldn't even play guitar in it. I have my DJ equipment, so I would play DJ Lethal.
Oh.
But I'd be DJ Emothal.
We're onto something here.
Can you also just DJ the actual music? Because I mean, I don't know if I can play the drums like John Otto, but I want to pretend that I am, but I want it to sound good. So you just play Limp Bizkit's music and we'll just like pantomime.
That would actually be hilarious.
Yes. Oh, man. So there's this crazy story. I don't know if you've heard about this that happened with in Cleveland where an apartment building caught on fire. And that makes me think about, like, what would you do in this situation?
Oh,
so there's good Samaritans that are like, yeah, there's an apartment on fire. There's a baby up on the third floor. So they're like, well, we have to figure out what to do. So what did they do? They threw the baby down to have somebody catch the baby.
I mean, I can't imagine being in that situation. It makes me, like, nauseous even to think about it. But
on both sides of it. And here's one of the, here's the person who caught the baby talking about what happened.
I heard something going like, boom, like it literally blew up and I flipped. This is my baby she got, you know, in her hands. Like, I'm like, drop the baby, let her go. I'm gonna catch her. I was thanking God that that baby got saved. And that lady too.
Like, what if someone's like up in the third floor and like, miss, can I throw my child at you? What would you do?
I mean, I guess I would, yeah. Like, here, I'll be the hero today. I'll catch this baby.
Do you think you would catch it?
I mean, I would have to.
I mean,
adrenaline
you
would take over and I would do my best.
Because I would almost have to give him like a backstory. I'm like, look, I was like middle left fielder because I couldn't catch a ball. So they put me between the left fielder and the center fielder in Little League. I'm not a very good catcher.
I mean, I don't think I would put my faith in you, Steve, after hearing what you just said.
Well, if I'm your only choice?
Oh, my God.
Like, just, I mean, you know, you see those, like, in the cartoons, the big
with
round.
The
like, I would hope to have something like that available, but no.
Yeah, if there was, like, if I was, like, with other people, I would do that.
Oh, my God.
I got that. That, no problem. But the catching them like a football?
What do you do for that guy? Like, I would have to give him some sort of, a thank you for saving my baby gift.
Well, that's nice of you to give him a thank you.
Well, I mean, that's insane.
Buy him a car.
Yeah, something like that.
You think so?
Probably. Beyonce had a performance over the weekend. She was doing a hometown show in Houston on Saturday night, and she had a bit of a mishap. She has this giant convertible car that gets raised up and kind of moves around the stadium on cables, but it started to tilt, so she had to stop the song in the middle of it. This is what it sounded like.
Like a roller coaster. She's just stuck up there.
That sounds awful.
Now, if I was forced to go to a Beyonce concert, this would be the greatest concert ever, though. Like, okay, I mean, I don't want her to get hurt, but this is amazing. Like, there's like a moment of panic.
Would you catch Beyonce if she had to jump out of the convertible?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
What's happening? She stopped the concert. This is not normal.
Okay, and then after that, she ended up talking to the crowd when they figured out what was going on.
I want to thank y'all.
There you go, like a baby.
Everybody's getting caught.
Everybody
this is crazy.
What someone who's not getting caught are scammers. And
aww,
we just talked about Vince Neil falling for AI robot sexy girls. This is a little bit worse because apparently they're trying to warn people. And Washington's been getting hit hard with this. These scammers that have scammed over $7 million so far, including one case that involved someone in Washington State giving up $870,000. Most of the people getting scammed, you know it. It's the elderly.
People in your age demographics, Steve?
Yes, yes. Thanks. Really. I knew. Yeah, I was reading this story. I'm like, I'm sure they're going to goof on me being old. That's just great. Yeah, thanks a lot. Well, here's Como 4 News telling you exactly how they're trying to scam people.
The scammers claim to be with a trusted government agency, bank, credit union, or tech company, and tell the victim they must take action now.
That in order to keep their money safe, what they need to do is withdraw that money and either put the cash in a box or use the cash to buy gold and put the gold in a box, and then a courier will come pick up that money.
Who's falling for this?
I mean, I always tell my parents, if you get a weird text, if you get a weird email, if you have any thoughts at all as to whether or not it's legit, call me first and I will tell you that it is not real.
Cash, I put a cash in an envelope. It's under my doormat. Like, that's normal. Cash in a box. Who's dumb enough to fall for that?
At least, you know, however many millions of dollars worth of people, $7 million worth of people.
But not one person, that person's family is like, hey, Grandpa, why are you putting all this money in a cardboard box and giving it to some random person?
That is just awful and sad.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show. The
Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to try and beat Steve this morning? His record is 216 wins, 66 losses, and 51 ties in 2025. If you would like to try and beat Migs, call 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Beat Migs at 8:50.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.